Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zarech Refan Ruzivik Hagoin B'karav Mamesh. And Mishnah tells us Eilu Dvarim Shalav D'Kachavim Asurin V'Yisuron Isra Ana. The following things from a non-Jew, from an idol worshiper, are not only Asur, but they're also Asur Ba'ana. Meaning not only can you not eat them, you can't even benefit from them. You can't give them away as a present or sell them and give them to your animal. That's a yayin, wine. V'chayim Shalav D'Kachavim Shohem T'chilas a yayin, vinegar from a non-Jew, which originally was wine. It went from wine to vinegar. The Cheres Hadriyani, and this Hadriyani type of pottery. Pottery is basically made by taking clay, maybe mixing it with a little bit of water or some sort of other liquid, then baking it in a kiln, firing it up, getting it nice and hot so it stays strong. But this Cheres Hadriyani was from Adrianus Caesar, the Caesar called Adrianus, and he used to take this clay, mix it with wine, shape it into like flat pieces, not bake it in an oven, and then his troops would take it out with them, and when they wanted wine, they would soak it in water, and since it was never baked in an oven, everything would dissolve, the clay would sink to the bottom, and now there's wine mixed with water, so they were able to drink it. So this charis, this pottery, has wine from idol worshippers in it. Va'aris levuvin, this is a hide from a regular animal, and they do the following for Avodah Zarah. Cut a hole in the animal's chest while it was still alive, pull out its heart, and bring it for Avodah Zarah. Sounds pretty gross and evil if you ask me, and even though they just brought the heart for their Avodah Zarah, the whole animal becomes usher, as the krevis of Kachavim. It's as if the whole animal was brought for the Zarah. Therefore, one is not allowed to use this hide either. The hide has a hole in it because that's where the heart was pulled out, so no using that. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if the tear is circular, usher, it's usher, because they used to cut a circle in order to pull the heart out for their Avodah Zarah. But mashuch, mutter, if it was a drawn cut, meaning it was a different shape, so then it's mutter, because that wasn't for Avodah Zarah. Another din, basar nechas Avodah Zarah, if meat is being brought into a base Avodah Zarah, mutter, it's still permitted to use if a yid got a hold of it before is brought for the Avodah Zarah, whereas about Yotze, Aser. If it's being brought out of the base of Avodah Zarah, and it's Aser to use, because like Ziv Chemesim, which basically is a carbon, is a sacrifice brought for Avodah Zarah, and since it's being brought out of the base of Avodah Zarah, obviously it was already used for the Avodah Zarah. Div Rabbi Kiva, that's Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Another din, Hahoilchan Tarfus, if a non-Jew is going to Tarfus, which is a derogatory way of saying a base of Avodah Zarah, he's going on his way to serve his Avodah Zarah, Aser Lasi Lasi Mayim, one's allowed to do business with him, because then he's going to end up thanking his Avodah Zarah due to this business dealings with the Yid, which we already learned in the beginning of the Sechta is Aser. But if they're coming from their base of Avodah Zarah, it's permitted, because they're not going to thank their Avodah Zarah after the fact that they already left. Moving on to Mishnah Dalid, some more Machloikasin, Noidei So'evdi Kachavim V'kan Kanein, leather drinking flasks from non-Jews, or earthenware pitchers, V'yayin Shal Yisrael Kanos Bohen, but wine from a Jew is inside this flask from a non-Jew, Asurin, that wine is Aser, because we assume it's mixed with the non-kosher wine, which was used for Avodah Zarah. Yisurin Isra Hana, and this is an Isra Hana, Divrei Rav Meir, Meir's opinion. Chacham say, Ein Yisurin Isra Hana, it's not Asur Ba'ana, it's only Asur to drink, but it's not Asur Ba'ana, because even if there's some wine that was absorbed into the walls of the flask that got excreted into the Jew's wine, that's not a type of wine that we say is considered like wine for Avodah Zarah. It's not like real regular chash of wine, and therefore it's only Asur Ba'chila, but not Ba'ana. Another Machlaikis, Hachartzanev Hazagin Shlav Yichavim, pits and skins coming from non-Jews, they had squeezed this into wine, and now we have the skins in the pits. Asurin their asur, v'isurin isra hana, and their isur is hana'a. Divrei Meir, that's Meir's opinion. Whereas Chomer and Chomer say, lachen asurin. You're right, if they're moist, they're asur, because they have wine from the Avodah Zarah in them, which is asur. But yveshin mutarin, if they're dry, they're mutar, because there's no wine. On to a bunch more examples. Hamurias, this is like a fish fat of sorts. Ugvinois base unyaki, and cheeses that come from this place. These are obviously coming from non-Jews. Asurin their asur, v'isurin isra hana, Divrei Meir. Rav Meir says, their asur behana, and that's because this murius, this fish fat, has wine mixed into it, and the cheese from this basin yucky place. This is also asur, because we're afraid that it was curdled by being placed in the stomach of an animal that was used for Avodah Zarah. Whereas the Chum say, any surin isra hana, it's not asur bana, only bachila, and that's because the wine that was put inside the fish fat was not there for taste, therefore it doesn't have the isra hana, and also the cheeses wouldn't have to suspect that they were miming it. They curdled it in the stomach from an animal that was used for Avodah Zarah. We're going to stop here and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Hey and Vav, continuing to discuss these cheeses. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.